This is Chow Time. I'm your host, Brian Chow. Season 1, Mushroom Monologues. Dear H, I sat at the window seat staring at the dark, gloomy skies above the expansive wing in front of me, waiting for the lull of the turbines to start. The rain was light, but the flight would be homebound toward blue skies. I was flying back from a scholarship conference in Wisconsin, where I stayed indoors for the last 3 days, learning about sanitation processes and new procedures introduced to the food industry by FSMA, otherwise known as Food Safety Modernization Act. The weather stormed on outside and I managed to stay awake, fighting off some sort of illness, as well as the early morning lectures. Thank goodness for tea. Lots and lots of tea. Thank goodness I had a room all to myself, for rest and relaxation, free of disturbances. My stream of thought was interrupted by a lady who introduced herself to me. She sat in the middle seat and started the conversation. Her name started with an L, but my memory fails me as I don't remember if it ended with an EN or an A. It's been 3 years. But as with all new conversations, she started with the basics. Name, profession, and likes. As the roar of the plane erupts and the flight attendants gave their routine safety procedures, the conversation took off. Talked about beer in Wisconsin, and how it's good. We also talked about how much I missed out on that good beer because the food sanitation conference didn't offer the local varieties. In my defense, I had free beer. 2 tickets, granted. The beer was not from a microbrewery, but still, she was right. I missed out on the craft beers and some beer festival. By the way, Wisconsin people, let me know if what beer festival I'm missing out on. I was in Wisconsin in May of 2014. Maybe the month helps you let me know which beer festival is happening around that time. Anyway, I missed out on good beer. We debated about our beer preferences. And I brought up how the bartender serving the beer at the Food and Sanitation Conference didn't know what a craft beer was, which made me think about whether or not I should rephrase craft beer into local beer. Is that a thing? She shrugs and tells me something along the lines about how maybe the bartender isn't a good bartender or doesn't have taste. Sassafras point to her. Fast forward to today, in the present moment, I like sour beers. I like sour stuff like pickles and vinegar, especially if paired with soy sauce. I also like sourdough, but I love pickled mushrooms. Anyways, rewind to May of 2014. I think the conversation dived into beer because I said I major in food science, and I was in Wisconsin because of a travel scholarship. I regret not figuring out how much money I could have spent on travel and food expenses. That could have been reimbursed because I could have spent the full $1,000 instead of the 3/4 of it on airfare. So yeah, I explained to her about food science and she talked to me about nursing school, but now in 2017 she's probably a registered nurse somewhere, saving families and doing other awesome medical things like phlebotomy. I don't know. I don't think I told her I owned a phlebotomy license in the state of California. By the way, I said phlebotomy, not lobotomy. I was licensed to draw blood, collect other bodily fluids for lab testing. I don't find sticking a pick or a needle through somebody's skull and shaking it around like the hokey pokey was fulfilling and scientifically accurate as a job. Just FYI. And I could have contributed better to the conversation, now that I think about it. So, she was finished with some classes and decided to fly back home, where her family resides in Colorado, while I was flying back to California. We both had a layover in Arizona, which I now think it's interesting. We had to fly from Wisconsin past our respective final destinations, only to fly back up to our final destinations. But hey, I shouldn't complain, as I had a wonderful conversation on a plane that I normally wouldn't have had. Somehow I also remember how she used to live in Florida, or grew up there. but her family would move around often because her father was in the Air Force. Ironically, he was afraid of heights, which is curiouser and curiouser. I'd very much like to figure out how her father ended up as a pilot and eventually live in Denver, Colorado. An adventurous man he is. At some point, the conversation was drawn out long enough that I needed to pee. I picked the window seat for two reasons. One, the view outside the window, which mostly is clouds, sky, the depth below, and the plane's wing. And two, the ability to sleep by controlling the cover. The cover of the window, that is. And I know, the window seat is the furthest from the aisle, and I would have to disturb two people when needing to use the restroom. I caused an inconvenience, a disruption in the conversation, but I really needed to go. So I bothered the man sleeping at the aisle seat and went to use the restroom. Plain and simple. I complicate things. I came back to disturb everyone again. But luckily the conversation continues with a newly awoken man, he's awesome by the way, who gave me his business card after he introduced himself. Yeah, I know, I was the yappy who had chow time business cards before graduating college. He's a dude who manages trusts, like trust funds. So Mr. Segura, I'm just going to disclose just his last name, and was playing tag with a kid. He had to slide across the table and perfectly catch the kid, knowing that while he did this, he was monitored by a camera in the room. And just as he tagged the kid, the door opens, and the manager saw the fray. Segura and the kid had fun, but of course Segura was scolded. Told you he's awesome. And Lore, as I'm going to call her because I sadly don't remember the last part of her name, and Lorex almost sounds like Lorax, and I don't want infringement copyright issues being thrown at me. So Lore sounds like Lore as in body of knowledge, and she is a body of knowledge. Didn't have any cards with her. Honestly, it's completely fine. I also want to point out the individuals whom have told me, dude, nice. You did a low-key passing her your number. To which I reply, I wish I was that smooth, but also how do people think of these things? What crosses their mind when they do these things? Anyways, I guess I'm naive. But I digress. The conversation continued on, the three of us on a plane exchanging stories and philosophies. Laura recently read a psychology book and how it shaped her perspective. She started to apply what she read by trying to talk to strangers and make friends on a daily basis. Or she tries. Told you, she's a body of knowledge. I think I suggested to her to read Complications by Atul Gawande, but I could be wrong about that. My memory is not what it used to be. And Mr. Segura asked about how consumer taste tests are done for different food products, and how it can be tested for people in, say, an airplane versus that of a person on the ground. Because Mr. Segura asked about sensory evaluation for people on an airplane, I also discussed about the Bernoulli effect on wings and how amazing science achievement was. It was merely a half century ago that flying on an airplane was not possible. Before landing, Laura asked me about my future goals. I think I said something along the lines of I wanted to get into food consulting and eventually do a PhD on mushrooms. And after that, I would get a tattoo of a morel. That's pretty much the end of the conversation. On the plane. Mr. Segura left at the Phoenix, Arizona location to his family. So it's just me and Laura walking around the terminal. And let me tell you something. I have travel anxiety, like major travel anxiety. I only had 45 minutes to find where I needed to board. Laura had 2 hours. Of course, panic was set in motion in my head, but from the outside perspective, I looked calm. Laura asked if we should get dinner, but the lines at the venues didn't help my anxiety. I said something stupid like, I'm trying to move away from social eating. And of course, I also forgot about how I could have spent the remainder of my scholarship money on food, including dinner. But hey, it's okay. Laura asked if we should get snacks instead, and I said yes to that. I don't remember if Laura offered to buy my snack. I want to say she did, because she took the initiative, while I, being the awkward person with time being distorted in my mind, declined her generosity. I don't remember what I bought either. Regardless, snacks in hand, we sat near my terminal, and with my mind at ease, I talked more about mushrooms, and even showed her a picture of morels. But just like that, my time to board has come. Laura got up and left with her body of knowledge. This is no anime. I didn't turn back to look as she walked away, blonde hair billowing in the non-existent wind. I didn't run after her, leaving my plane behind to get dinner. I flew home. And at this point, my best friend Hank, if he were to be listening, would be yelling in frustration at my lost opportunity. Years later, my librarian friend, Amelia, would point out about my realism. True, I'm very pragmatic in my decision making. My philosopher friend, Zach, told me to watch Lost in Translation as a comparative analysis to my story. Yeah, in a short amount of time, people would have not normally met through normal circumstances, happened to spend time together, and change each other's lives. There's no cry for help or plea in this situation, but rather an appreciation for the opportunity and the time well spent. So, how does all of this tie into the fun gal or fungal? Opportunity. Opportunity is the best description for fungi. And fungi are opportunistic in the sense that, given the right conditions to grow, they will grow. They'll find ways to grow, whether the wind or water carries their thousands upon thousands upon thousands of spores, or they form an alliance with bacteria and algae to form lichen. Fungi, like Palobolus, can grow from fecal matter. Other fungi, like in a symbiotic relationship, would grow with the roots of trees. Others still will parasitize even other mushrooms, like the lobster mushroom, which is two different types of mushrooms. To personify the entire fungal kingdom is to appreciate their mindset in taking the opportunity to expand their horizons and give their best shot to grow or shine. Somewhere in the multiverse, the opportunity was seized upon and flourished. Somewhere else in the multiverse, the opportunity died in golden flames. The opportunity still remains. And that's the lesson I've taken from this opportunity. Love, Brian Chow. P.S. Chow Time is produced and edited by Brian Chow. Logo design was done by Charter Spoon. Music was produced by J.D. Gonzalez. If you liked bits and pieces of this podcast and would like to support Chow Time, please visit my Patreon page at patreon.com/chowtimes. Follow me on Instagram at thisischowtime. Follow and give me a tweet on what you like or didn't like at Chow Times. And check out my website at www.chow-time.com. You can listen to Chow Time every week through wherever you get your podcasts. Don't forget to subscribe and or write a review. Thank you.